I'm joined in studio now by up and coming talent, 13-year-old Diarmaid Claridge from Glenmore in Kilkenny, who's a two-time T4 mini champion. Diarmaid's dad, Diarmaid Senior, is also here for some moral support. You're both very welcome.
Thank you.
Diarmaid Junior, you're definitely making waves across the southeast. You're currently the 2023 Tillotson T4 mini champion, 2024 WMC YA junior champion, 2025 WMC YA senior champion, and most recently the 2025 Irish Tillotson T4 mini champion. That is some achievement by the age of 13.
Yeah, it's been a long journey.
And tell me, Diarmaid, I suppose, when did you first become interested in motorsport?
Well, when I was 8 years old, I watched Formula One. And just loved it from the minute I watched it. And for my 8th birthday then, my mum and dad, all of the family, went to Kiltorkin for my birthday. And yeah, the moment I stepped in the cart was just, I loved it, like, yeah. I got that feeling. But then we joined the Wexford Motor Club Youth Academy, which really helped me go on and win the Tillotson T4 Mini Championship that year. So yeah, it's been a very long but hard journey.
And so you're doing it about 5 years now, is it?
4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah. And what's the hardest part about karting, I suppose, that people might not expect?
Keeping your head is really hard. You have 15 people come behind you and you don't know what they're going to do. And then one of them bashes into you, you're in the barrier. Just need to keep your head to regain the positions. And yeah, that is a big factor for go-karting.
And was there anybody when you were growing up that you kind of idolised or wanted to become, or that made you want to start the sport?
Well, I always looked at Max Verstappen because just the way he acts, he just has a cool head and yeah, focused the whole time, and he doesn't mind when bad things happen. He just gets back in the car and just keeps on driving on.
He's always winning, so it's a good person to look up to. What goes through your head when you're at the starting grid?
Well, a lot, but I have to, main part of it is try to keep calm and, as my dad says, count to 4 and breathe out. Just keep calm and I've already done it so many times before, just do the same thing again and hope for the best.
A bit of mindfulness, as they say. Yeah.
Definitely.
How do you deal with nerves, or do you get nervous?
I get nervous anyway. Yeah. yeah. I just keep calm and just have fun.
When I bring him down to the pit lane, he zones out completely from me. He's just looking straight ahead, and I'm talking to him, and I'm telling him things remember turn 1, or remember turn 3, or remember what we practice in practice, and he's just so focused. He's not even looking at me. He's listening. And he'll have the visor down, but I'm still talking to him.
Yeah.
And he'll just nod. And then when he's ready to go, he'll just give me a fist bump. And that's it, he's gone. He doesn't engage in small talk with anybody. He doesn't engage in any kind of, I suppose, I won't say childish play, but he's so focused.
He's
got one thing on his mind, that is reaching the checkered flag. And whether he's starting first, or whether he's starting second or third or fourth, fifth, whatever, that's just his focus, to reach that checkered flag first. It's great to see it as a 13-year-old, still a kid, but to have that kind of focus, that mental strength, and that's things that we have to attribute to the Wexford Motor Club Youth Academy. They teach a lot about mental resilience and mental strength, and how to, they're supposed to be focused at the start race, but also if something goes wrong mid-race, how you regain your focus, how you keep cool, keep calm, and keep going effectively. So that's something we always talk about at the Youth Academy, don't we?
Yeah.
And Diarmaid Junior, if there was any race car in the world that you could drive tomorrow, what would it be?
The Red Bull Formula One car, this year's one.
Yeah? What's so cool about that?
I don't know, I like the design of the new cars, and the livery's really cool as well.
Yeah. And who drives that?
Max Verstappen.
I was thinking that. who's faster, you or your dad?
Me.
I hope. And you get to do a bit of travelling as well with the karting, is that right?
Yeah, so it's great fun going up and down to the races. We were supposed to have a race, when was it? Last week, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And first she got rescheduled, so it was up and loud. But just the journey up and back down is just, it's great crack, like.
And you get to go further afield as well.
Yeah, into Spain for the Tilson T4 Nations Cup.
Wow.
Which was really big in 2023 and 2025.
Wow. I'd say that was fun, was it?
Yeah.
And would there be a difference? Was it like the weather? Would that make a difference now when you're, you know, with the heat and stuff in Spain? Would that make a difference to you than being here in Ireland where you might have rain or cold weather?
Well, yeah, I suppose I always practice in this kind of like mild weather. Mm-hmm. And if I'm lucky, I might get 20 degrees or something. And when I go to Spain, then it's completely different. It's hard to get into a mode that suits me. Like, I'm in the cart with race suits, boots, a helmet. I'm really hot, plus the Spain heat as well. Like, it's... Yeah, and only at the last day then you're like, you only get used to it then, and it's a pity, like.
But. Yeah, I know, because it wouldn't be something that we'd be used to here.
No.
We love complaining when we do get the weather. And Dad, when did you realise that it wasn't just a hobby for Diarmaid, that he actually had something special?
I suppose I'll go right back to the very, very start. When we realised that he liked karting, and we decided to invest in a proper competition kart, we did go up to Kiltorkin Raceway in Ballyhale to do a Tillotson experience. And it's, you pay for a couple of hours and they bring you out in the proper kart to see what it's like before you go and make the big investment. And it's an interesting story because Diarmaid went out and he loved it, but he was very quiet when he came in. And we were driving home and he was completely silent. I was trying to talk to him and he wasn't saying anything. And next thing I heard this splash and he was vomiting in the back of the car. So a brand new car, and he was filling the back seats of the car with vomit.
Yeah.
So we thought at that stage that maybe this isn't for him.
Right.
But in fairness to him, when we got home, he says, "Dad, I loved it so much, I want to do it again." Even though he got sick. So we kind of, I suppose at that stage, I said, if he's gone through that and he feels that sick afterwards, but he still wants to do it, there's obviously something here. And so we went ahead with it and we invested in the cart and we went out, and his first couple of races, he was, I suppose, coming back at the field. He was 8th, 9th and 10th. But there was just something in him, I suppose, in terms of his resilience that we found that he wasn't just going to give up. And he did enjoy it. And we've always been told, enjoy it, have fun. When it stops being fun, then you've got a problem. But he enjoyed it so much. We kept going. And I think by his third race, he'd got on the podium. And I think from then on, we kind of felt that, yeah, this is just not just, I suppose, a hobby as such, that there is something, skill in him that we want to try and progress and see where we go with it. But we didn't realise that first year being his rookie year that he would actually take home the championship.
Yeah.
So, his story just keeps on going.
And would you, as parents, would you have kind of pushed him into it, or was it all kind of self-driven?
No, we never push him, because we firmly believe the day we have to push him into it is the day that there's no point in doing it, because the fun's gone out of it, and he knows that too. And he has a natural draw for it. He doesn't play any other sports. He's no interest in any other sport. Being from Glenmore, obviously a very strong hurling village, Diarmaid he'll walk out over a hurl before he'll pick it up.
Yeah.
But if he sees a cart or a helmet or a pair of gloves, he's got them on straight away and he's gone.
Yeah.
So he's just devoted to it, really.
He doesn't like to follow the crowd, then he likes to be a bit different.
He likes to do his own thing.
Yeah, he does. And motorsport isn't cheap, I can imagine. What kind of commitment has it taken as a family?
Huge. If I'm honest, motorsport, unfortunately, is not cheap at all. You're not talking hundreds to do a season, you're talking thousands, unfortunately. And we're not even at the scale that some are at just yet. We hope to get there one day. But we're fortunate enough then, and in the sense that we have what we call partners, not sponsors, the people who come on board with us financially. And they're part of the team. And without them, we couldn't do it. We literally couldn't do it. And we have a local sponsor here last year was Jack Mead's Bar and Restaurant, which are very good going behind us. And so we have a company called Pot and Gerland is the company that I work for, international company. And we also have a big media group called Agriland Limited, also supporting and backing us. And then other companies, more local, would be like Bailey Machinery Sales up in County Leash. And we have Merlo UK last year came on board as well. And we have a T. Jackson and Sons up in North of Ireland, which are also backing us. So they're great and it provides a lot of support for us and keeps us going. They come on board, they financially help us, but even from a, I suppose, words of encouragement. They're there for that encouragement as well. And that, the Dearman, that's what he gets out of it. For me, it's a financial offering to help us continue, because it's not just buying a cart. It's the safety gear. It's the test days. It's the race days. And to enter a race is €180.
Right.
So
okay.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
That's just to enter before you even put the cart on the track.
Yeah.
And then when you go abroad to other countries, you got the flights, you got accommodation, you have a lot of things. So we're always looking for new partners. And, you know, I mean, people, if anyone ever does want to, I suppose, partner up with us, they can jump on our social media pages where we are actively promoting what we're doing. And that's how we give back to this, to our partners and sponsors as well, by giving them some airtime, moments like this for all the world. And so, yeah, they can come on to our socials and track us down. We'd be glad to talk to them.
And you're obviously on board with it. I suppose, how does Mammy feel about it?
Mammy loves it.
Yeah.
She does, to be fair. Yeah, Mammy's also a Formula One fan, and Dearman's little sister, Cuiva. So we do keep it a family thing. Yeah. You'll see in motorsport, it's very much about bigger teams, these big tents and big teams and big trucks and big vehicles and that. We try to keep it as a family affair, just us. It's more difficult for sure, but we believe it's a bit more fun. And of course, when you do get that win, it means so much more when you've beaten a big team. And for us, that's what's really driving us on to keep going. And hopefully we can keep going as a family unit. But we do know at some point we will have to make that move to a team at some point.
Yeah,
next stage.
Of course, yeah. Mm. What's been your proudest moment together so far?
I think winning the 2023 T4 Mini Championship was very big. Also winning my first Littleton T4 Junior race, which was this year, for the KT Cup, that was really big as well. Because you obviously need a bigger cart, heavier cart, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very hard to pick one, Dana, because, like I say, we're just a family, it's just me and Dermot. And we have bad days, we do them together. And we have the good days, we do them together. So we're very proud of what he does. And when he, you know, when days go wrong, he just picks himself up and goes again, and he goes out and he wins. And like I said, when you're able to, I suppose, come out on top just as a small family team, that's great. It's very proud.
And what's the biggest argument you've had about racing, or do you have any? Maybe you don't.
We do argue. No, we kind of, I suppose, we don't argue in the sense of arguments or fights, because we understand together it's a team, it's a little team.
Yeah.
And Dearman is, I suppose, mature enough to understand that team has to work together.
Yeah.
But we don't really argue. We sometimes argue over silly little things, maybe. but we each have our responsibilities. My responsibility is to get the cart prepared and have it right. And Dearman's responsibility is, once he gets into the seat, puts the visor down, he's in control.
And Dearman Junior, is it a lot of work? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to school every day, and like, are you training after school and at the weekends?
Well, it's a very physically demanding sport. Like, we're hitting up to 2 or 3 Gs. So you do have to train for that weight, and you have a diet as well you have to follow. So yeah, it is, it's hard to keep up with all this, but like, I have a routine now anyway that I can follow.
And I'm sure some of your friends probably think it's very cool.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, my school has been supporting me as well, so it's...
And what about Glenmore as well? Have you had much support in the locality?
I do, yeah. I suppose most people anyway, are following the social media pages, and like, the social media pages are a great way to gauge who's supporting you, who's there with you, and who's like, driving you on.
Yeah, no pun intended again. And we'll give your social media pages a little shout out. What is it there for everyone listening?
So it's Clara Racing on Facebook, and Clara Racing on Instagram, and Clara Racing on TikTok as well.
Okay, so we have them all.
Clara Racing, isn't it?
Clara _ Racing on Instagram, yeah.
Perfect. And Dearmid, if we're sitting here in 5 to 10 years, what would you love to say that you've achieved? So what age will you be then? In 10 years anyway, you'll be 23.
Yeah.
What would you say you'd like to have achieved by that age?
Had lots of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great, I love that. So you're not too hard on yourself, you're not wanting to be too competitive, but it would be nice to win at the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. We might see you. He might be back here as a professional at 23, you know.
Well, he's always said that he wants a career in motorsport. Some kind of a career, whether it is in racing or whether it's in engineering end of it or mechanical end of it. So that's what he wants to do at the moment. But of course, things change. 5 years is a long time, a short time, and a lot of things can happen. But I'm sure he'll be in motorsport of some way.
Well, Dermot and Dermot, thanks so much for coming in to chat to me. And best of luck in your karting career. Hopefully we'll be chatting here again soon when you've won even more trophies. You have 4 trophies here to show me today, but hopefully we'll have even more to add to the cabinet.
Yeah, thanks for the great experience.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for everything. Thank you.